Well, Bill, the Buffalo Sabres did pretty good against Boston the other night. Surprised to see that 2-1 win?
A little bit, but they had kind of been building toward a win. They've been pretty ferocious. They've been getting good efforts and good goaltending. And sooner or later, I think I've said this a couple times on this segment, but sooner or later, that was going to pay off. And it did Tuesday. It wasn't a perfect game, but it was a very, very nice win for them. A big upset against the Bruins, who are fighting very, very hard for a playoff spot.
One of the things you tweeted out was about goalie Lindbach. You said he still possesses a lot of potential.
Yeah, he's been very, very good for the Sabres. And it's very bizarre how a lot of fans wanted him to play a few weeks ago because when he came over from Dallas, he was statistically one of the worst goalies in the league. And they wanted him to play instead of Michael Neuvirth. And now that he's playing well, they want Lindbach to sit down and Matt Hackett to play. So that's kind of interesting. But he's a big goalie. Big goalies take a long time to develop. He's had some chances, and he's done okay at times with Nashville. With Nashville, he was pretty good. But he just hasn't done well over the past couple of years, especially this year before the Sabres got him. But a credit to Sabres goalie coach Artur Zerbe. He's done a fine job with him. I've seen a lot of results quickly and was one of the best performances of his career and by a Sabres goalie this season. And that's been one of the few strong points for the Sabres these last 2 years. They've had great goaltending. And I believe if they didn't have the great goaltending they've had this year, they might only have 8 or 9 wins instead of about 20.
Now, looking ahead, they got about 12 games, you said, left for the season to go. Where do they stand in the NHL as far as their standings and where they place?
Well, they're still in 30th place, but they could move up to 29th or 28th. They're right behind Edmonton and Arizona, and they still play Arizona 2 more times. So those games could very likely decide who finishes 29th or 30th. And the way the Sabres are playing right now, I mean, they're still not playing great, but like I said, when you have those kind of efforts and that kind of goaltending, they can play with anyone. And you saw Tuesday in Boston how they weathered an early storm and had a nice win.
They haven't given up yet, which is interesting.
No, they haven't. That's what Ted Nolan's known for, and they've done it again. They haven't quit. It would have been easy for them to quit. I think you've seen some teams quit. The Maple Leafs, I saw them up close last week. It looks like they've quit on the season. They're just terrible. They've mailed it in, but the Sabres, they're fighting to the finish.
Which kind of gives fans something to hang on to and look forward to for the following season, as always.
Sure. If Ted Nolan's back as coach and they make a couple moves and some of these young guys go to the next level, who knows what kind of team they could have next year. I still don't think they'll be that good, but maybe they have a team that stays in the playoff race for a while, and it's competitive, fun to watch.
Friday night, they head into more action. Who do they take on, and what can we expect?
Well, I would expect a boring game against the New Jersey Devils. The Devils are usually one of the league's least exciting teams, and the Sabres are on pace to be the lowest-scoring team in NHL history, so I don't think anything's going to change.
Well, Bill Hoppe, thanks for coming in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.